We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Thanks so much again for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Get Dimitri 6 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. More with Kash Patel. Not with Kash Patel. He's not here. It'd be nice if he were here. Boy, wouldn't that be a great get. But no, I do have different audio clips of Kash Patel talking about what he's going to do to the FBI and all the problems connected with the DOJ and all that. And it's really just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news that Trump has nominated this guy to be the head of the FBI. Christopher Wray is already going to be turning in his resignation right before January 20, I think. And then he better lawyer up. They all had better lawyer up, because I'm telling you, with this guy Kash Patel putting the squeeze on so many FBI corrupt FBI agents, some of them are going to flip. And they're going to give us so much information about follow the chain all the way up past Christopher Wray, past Merrick Garland, past even Joe Biden. Might go all the way up to Obama himself. I don't know, but we will see. But the deep state is terrified of this guy, Kash Patel, Kash with a K, and for good reason. No one here in the Valley knows about this guy because the useless, utterly useless, for crap local media won't cover any of this stuff. Here's another one of his excerpt from one of his interviews. And this is, again, why they're so terrified. The deep state is so terrified of Kash Patel.
Has Jeffrey Epstein's
Black book.
FBI. But who?
Oh, that's under direct control of the director of the FBI. Just like the manifesto from the Nashville school shooting, yes, of the Catholic schools. Yeah. We still haven't seen that, right? It's not the Nashville police or PD saying we don't want this out. The FBI airmailed into that operation and said this is not getting out. Because they do that because this is another government gangster operation. All these local law enforcement communities get funding from the DOJ and FBI for local programs. And if you don't cooperate, you're not getting your $1 million for this, and you're not getting your, and that's a lot of money to these local districts. That's how they play the game. That's why you don't have a black book.
But the black book, it's not just sitting. I mean, that's Hoover power times 10.
And to me, that's a thing I think President Trump should run on. On day one, roll out the black book. And not just that. On day one, roll out all of the text messaging communications we were told were deleted. On day one, play the rest of the video of the pipe bomber. One of the reforms I talk about in government gangsters is you need a central node to be continuously declassifying. This is another thing they do. They overclassify. And I'm telling you, as a former number two in the IC, they overclassify 50% of the stuff there to protect the deep state. Oh, no, you can't see that. Nothing to see here. Gina was a master at it, of doing it. And we still haven't seen half of the Russiagate report that we wrote. Still under lock and key on how the ICA was originally constructed. We put 10,000 man hours against John Brennan's team that did it. And we found out why they came up with their bogus conclusion. But we couldn't sell it to the world because we couldn't talk about it. And the government gangsters came in and buried it. All of these things, there needs to be a continuing central power, whether it's the White House or offsite, that says every request that comes in, just right out the door, as long as it's not a major threat to national security.
You wonder why the deep state is terrified of Kash Patel, huh? You wonder. Well, I got one more for you here before we move on to another subject, and just bear with me here, and then I want to talk with you about the post office. Oh, my God, the post office. You have no idea how inept it is. And I've got the audio for that as well. So just bear with me here. I've got one more Kash Patel. Okay, here Here we go. This is talking about, you'll hear. But again, it's the very thing that causes the deep state to be so utterly, they're losing their minds over Cash Patel being the head of the FBI, and with good reason. Paybacks are hell. They really are.
I've asked this Congress to investigate, where has this money gone? The American people are owed that answer because it's our money. It's our taxpayer dollars.
And there's a lot of really good reason to be concerned because, you know, the Ukraine was known as a, you know, place of corruption, a place for money laundering.
Yeah. It's not like we sent $1 billion, as if that was even a small number to begin with, right? We've sent 100 times that to one country. I don't know how this Congress is allowed to get away with it. And Zelensky is out there. He went on the world stage and said Russia fired a rocket into Poland, which would literally be an act of war. Well, it turned out that Russia fired no such rocket. It turned out that the rocket came from the Ukraine and was fired into Poland.
And it was a mistake, basically.
If Zelensky's going to go out there and beg the world for more money and more money and come to the U.S. and sit in the well of our Congress and say, we want more money, and then call and demand the new Speaker of the House provide more and more money, and call Mitch McConnell and say, we need more and more machinery. He needs to be more prepared about global statements that bring us to the precipice of war than doing what he did last fall with this missile attack, or this missile launch, I should say. And we just can't have full faith and trust by giving a leader $100 billion and having him say, I'm not telling you where the money went.
This is a godsend. This Cash Patel is a godsend. He's going to be in charge of the FBI. It doesn't get any better than this, unless, of course, I were in charge of it, but I don't think that would work out too well. But Cash Patel, I'm telling you, come January 21, my guess is I'm going to have so much information for you for the next, 5 years, that I won't even have to do much of a talk show. It'll be pretty much autopilot. I'll just say, well, here's the latest FBI, you know, revelation, and go right down the list. We might finally also get to see the JFK assassination files. The CIA was begging, under Pompeo in the first Trump administration, begging Trump not to release the information regarding the JFK assassination. And the only conclusion that a sane person could reach was that the CIA was somehow involved in this. Nothing else would make any sense. So hopefully we're going to find out about that. The RFK assassination, also Dr. Martin Luther King's assassination, and going to probably find out about UFOs. Going to probably find out that I believe they're going to release, it's a belief, they're going to release a lot of information about the UFOs that we actually have, not just the one in Roswell, but others that have crashed, and the materials that they're made out of, materials that are not produced here, that cannot be produced here on Earth. They might even have some bodies of space aliens or space alien androids. My guess is, come January 21, this is going to be such a feast for talk radio, local talk radio, with all these revelations coming. I can't wait. You think my show is good now? Which it is. It's actually quite good. But it's going to be even better, I think, with all these revelations. Cash Patel. Remember that name. Because this guy, the deep state is terrified of him being in charge. Because they know what's coming. He just told you. This guy's a hardcore Trump guy. He is one of us. He ain't no Comey. He ain't no Christopher Ray. He is one of us. And this is just fantastic news. Why am I hurting my fingers doing that? Anyway, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, live 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. And download that River Network app and then click River Talk. Next, Belmont County. Am I the only one having horrendous problems with the post office, the postal system, the particular post office is not the problem. They're lovely people who work there. St. C is, you know, some lovely people. I have no problem with the individuals. I really don't. They're very nice people. Truly, they are. To me and to Leslie. But the whole postal system, are you having problems with that? Especially in Belmont County. In fact, here's the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Mail delivery sucks in Belmont County. I'm proof of that. It's so bad that my wife, who hates doing anything online, is now paying a lot of our bills online because even my wife has very little to no faith in the postal system. Not the office, the individual offices are fine. It's the whole friggin' system. It's so bad. Several times she sent checks to pay bills. She's very good about paying bills. She handles all of our finances because I'm pretty much an idiot. And checks never arrived. Mail never delivered them. And as bad as that is, here's the latest. Here's the latest. And by the way, I've got an audio clip here for you. The head of the post office, the U.S. Postmaster General, was being grilled by a congressman from, I think, Georgia. And what happened during this grilling is absolutely unbelievable. But first, let me tell you about the big problem. So I send, I have my own company. It's Dimitri 2020 LLC. And I worked out a deal with the Ohio Midland News Group to provide programming, top quality, well, obviously top quality programming, you're listening to it, for this multimedia conglomerate with the world headquarters here in Bel Air on Rock Hill. And so every month, my company, Dimitri 2020 LLC, member of the St. Clairsville Area Chamber of Commerce and the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce, both chambers, by the way, run by lovely, lovely people. Wendy and Kurt and Lisa and Brooke and Ross. And they're all, they're both terrific. Both groups, terrific. Proud to be a member of both groups, both chambers. So where was I? Focus. All right. So every month, my company, Dimitri 2020 LLC, sends an invoice to the Ohio Midland News Group. World headquarters based in Bel Air. Okay, for the month of, you know, what is this, December, so far, November, here's, you know, here's the amount, pay this amount, send me a check. Fine. And I must say, for all of the times that I've tortured Mr. Deep Pockets, who is the brains behind the, the head guy behind the Ohio Midland News Group, he is exquisite. He is wonderful when it comes to paying his bills on time. I mean, honestly, you could not ask for a better client. You could not ask for a better client. So I'll send my invoice. And I send it, by the way, electronically. So he looks it over. Okay, fine. You know, you did your job this past month. And drops a check in the mail to my house, addressed to my house, Richland Township. That was either Thursday or Friday. As of this morning, I still don't have it. The post office is so bad. I could have walked from Bel Air to St. Clairsville. Jeez.